Now, I'm not frightened by any of this. I'm not even frightened for people about any of this. God will bring correction and cleansing and in whatever way that needs to come. But I am concerned about those of us who are awake and are standing in the gap and praying for the nation, that we don't get exhausted by all this contradictory seeming difficult. It's so difficult to sort through all this. And in the middle of trying to sort through it, some people, even leaders, have said to me, I just give up. I don't know what to believe anymore. You know, here's this guy who doesn't believe in miracles and gifts and healings. He's got a really straight message, but there's no anointing and no blessing on his ministry. Then here's so-and-so who's got all these gifts and ministries and people being healed and so forth. But some of the stuff I hear teaching coming from this group, I can't buy into it. And then you hear about cultic kinds of control over people being wielded by some who gained that control by signs and wonders and miracles, and the people just gullibly took in the whole message based on miracles. You know, I don't know how long we're going to have to go through all this before we learn that signs and wonders and miracles are wonderful, but they do not confirm the character of the ministry. Yes, Jesus said to the Pharisees, if you don't believe in me, at least believe me for the work's sake. But he was saying that because the works pointed to him, and if they had come to him, they would have not found a contradiction at all between who he was and the works. When we do see contradictions between the works being done and the character of the people moving in those gifts, we should be alarmed. But you see, folks, we are entering a time, again, this was prophesied in both of these prophecies, where there is no concern over sin. There is no conviction of sin. Who needs a Savior when nothing you do is wrong? When there's no need for grace and mercy? For heaven's sakes, I'm not trying to get you to live in a sin consciousness. I want you to be able to walk freely from the burdens and bondages of the past and live in your true self, which was all purchased by the blood of Jesus at the cross. But what I'm hearing coming from many ministries is don't even think about all that. We're new creations to the point that you don't even need to go look back at the cross. You don't need to ever repent anymore. We've talked about this before. There's no repentance anymore because you're already living in the kingdom power as if the resurrection had already happened. Now, in some sense, that's true. We do live in the power of the resurrection of Christ, which has already happened. And the moment Jesus stepped out of that tomb, that was the end of the age as far as the universe is concerned. Yet, even though that's true, it still has a future fulfillment in the return of Christ and the resurrection of our bodies and the overthrow of what Paul calls the last enemy, which is death in 1 Corinthians 15. So